Good morning, and thank you for tuning in on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. This morning, we start in the midst of worship with this week's sermon. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. The Lord blesses and is always there for us. And so we come together and we pray, we lift up our joys, our concerns, our worries, and our celebrations. Let us go before our God in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you this day for another amazing opportunity to worship you, to open our hearts and bear our souls to you. God, we thank you for your stability, for your never-endingness, for your always being there, because the world around us changes by the moment. We find comfort in you. We find comfort in your love that never ends. Lord, we think today about Jesus' baptism, and just as he was baptized, we too need the newness of life and the rebirth that it symbolizes. We have so many needs, God. We behave in ways that come nowhere close to representing our baptisms. We have much to confess. We confess that we hold on to hurt feelings and ways that we feel like we have been wronged. These old burdens, they pull on us. They feel like weights. God, we confess that we hold on to criticism or slights in our direction. We become preoccupied with other people, with their behavior, their sin. Dwell on their faults. We draw conclusions about others, about the lives they lead. We allow ourselves to focus on others and turn a blind eye to our own shortcomings. God, we confess that we insist on our own way. Oh God, be with us on our journey, because our souls need reworking always, every day. Help us to know that we each are truly in need of prayer, in need of your holy wisdom and your intervention in our lives. Help us to find healing for our souls in order that we may put aside the baggage of the past which weighs so heavily on us. Help us to try new things. Help us to engage in more generous behaviors which are filled with love and goodwill and genuine desire to benefit others. Help us to withhold from judging others. God, we would never ask that life would be smooth sailing, for we know that that is unattainable. It's unrealistic, and it's unfair to ask. But what we do ask, God, is that you would give us courage when we are faced with challenges. Instead of cowering in front of difficulty, give us strength to stretch toward you. Give us strength to open ourselves to the will and the path that you lay before us. We pray today, God, for your gracious mercy to be upon those whose lives are disrupted by illness, by uncertainty, or by heartbreak. We pray for your healing and strength to be with those who mourn the loss of their loved ones through death. We specifically pray today for Janine Barnett and the loss of her father. We pray that you would comfort her in her time of pain. We continuously lift up and pray for the Ross family in the death of their son and brother Tatum. Keep watch over them every day and hold them as they need it. May they continuously feel your love and presence as they grieve. God, we pray for the needs of this world, so many we can't possibly list them. But we lift up today the fires in Australia. We pray, God, we pray that those fires could be contained, that loss of life could be kept to a minimum. We pray for healing and rebuilding. We pray for political tensions and fighting around the world. God, we ask again and again that your peace would reign from on high, a peace that none of us can bring into this world, God, but that you can. We pray all of these things that seem impossible and insurmountable, but we pray them to you, God, because we know that through you, all things are possible. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, all things are possible. And it is in his name that we pray today the prayer that he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We open God's word to hear good news today, good news of the baptism of Jesus. And so we turn to Matthew chapter 3, and we begin reading at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
We are kicking off a brand new sermon series here today. We have started this brand new year. We have a fresh start. We have new intentions. We have new resolutions here before us. Brand new leaves to flip over and find new things in our lives. And so with this whole year here in front of us, we cannot wait to see what God has in store for us. And so we know that in our lives, it is fun to not only look back on our calendars and planners and give thanks for what we have done all throughout of 2019, see those things that we have done and all those things that we have accomplished. It is great to look back sometimes, but we know that it is just as wonderful and good to look forward and see the blank pages of our planners and calendars, to see those empty places that are ready to be filled up by all that we will do in this brand new year that lies here before us. And so while at this point in the year, everything seems brand new for us in 2020, and so though we look forward with everything that we have, we know that not everything is new. Some things have not changed. And for those things that haven't, we're thankful. And so in this new sermon series, we're going to be talking about how though we have this fresh start and new intentions and like new resolutions and this whole new year to live into God's love, though this is the case, the promises of God are still the same. God's love for us did not reset at midnight on the 1st of January, but God has been with us to carry us and sustain us and bless us through all of our days. And so what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks together in this series is exploring some of these promises of God, naming some of these promises that God has for us, promises of love and grace and forgiveness, promises that are unwavering and unchanging and life-giving. That's what we're going to be about here together in this sermon series. Though it is a new year, that some things have not changed, the promises of God are still the same. Now, tonight is the Golden Globe Awards, and I know that you have had this day circled on your calendar for months, maybe years, in fact. You've been looking forward to this night. You have seen all the movies. You've watched all the shows. You cannot wait to see what, like, each person is wearing and who they are wearing and, like, who they are sitting with and all the things that they are talking about. You're going to have your popcorn and your snacks and, like, your drinks and, like, your favorite chair and your blanket. You cannot wait. You're so excited. Well, maybe you can wait because you don't even care about the Golden Globe Awards tonight. And so I don't know all the categories. I haven't watched every single show, but I don't know for sure, but maybe there's a category tonight of the best classic film category. If there isn't, then there should be. And in this category, you'll find, like, Citizen Kane and Casablanca and, like, Wizard of Oz and Sound of Music, Home Alone, Die Hard, Jurassic Park, tons of great classic old-time movies. If there was such a category like this, in my opinion, they would have to include a certain film, the classic all-time best acting and cinematography, lighting, costumes, all of the above. In my opinion, you have to include in this category, You've Got Mail. I mean, am I right? I'm talking like late 1990s, 1998, classic, cheesy, romantic comedy, a classic love story. I mean, this is like Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan at their very best. I'm not sure if this is going to make an appearance tonight, but in my opinion, it should make an appearance in the Golden Globe Awards. I was thinking about this movie this past week because there is this scene in the show. It's like halfway into the movie and Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks are supposed to meet. They've only known each other online. They have never been in the same room. They've never had coffee or tea or lunch or anything. They've only chatted together on the internet. And it's like, and so they are just getting to know each other, and they seem to like each other and get along well. And so they arrange to meet in this one location in this one day at a coffee shop. And they say everything is set and it's ready. Now, I don't mean to spoil this for you. This came out in 1998, and so you've had your chance to go and watch this movie. But in this show, Meg Ryan gets stood up. She has her seat. She's there facing the door so that the person that she is looking forward to meeting with, like all of her whole entire beating, will come through the door and see her there. And so she has her seat, and she waits, and she waits, and she waits. And the person she was looking forward to never shows up in her mind. And so she keeps on waiting. The music swells. The camera like pans back. And there she is left sitting, waiting, alone. I was thinking about this kind of waiting this past week. Because we heard today the story of Jesus being baptized. If you were here in our church way back in like the early parts of December, then maybe you met that we met John the Baptist in worship. He was out in the wilderness teaching and preaching. He was eating locusts and like wild honey and like he had this like camel's hair coat on out in like the middle of nowhere desert. And the story says that he had been out there preaching by the River Jordan, baptizing people for the forgiveness and repentance of their sins. The Bible says that people were coming to him in droves, longing to be baptized, to actually go and meet him. And so throughout all the story, John says, this is my message. Though I am here telling you about God's love, someone better than I is coming, better than me. He is more holier than I am. Jesus, he says, will come. And so you have to get yourself ready, John the Baptist proclaims. Well, now here he is. The way has been prepared. Everything has come to be ready. And now Jesus has arrived on the scene. But we heard the story today that John the Baptist is still out in the wilderness teaching and preaching and baptizing people. And the story says while he is there, Jesus comes up to him and asks to be baptized. And there's this odd little interaction because John's not quite sure what to do. I mean, he actually says things like, maybe that you should be baptizing me. I mean, you're the Messiah and like the Savior of the world, not the other way around. But Jesus insists to be baptized by John to kind of set the example for us, so to speak. But when this happens, the heavens open up and the Spirit of God falls down upon Jesus. And this like voice of God comes bellowing down and says, this is my son. You are my son. I am so pleased with you. And if you are in that water with John, like if we were standing on that riverbank there, if we were there in the crowd, I mean, holy smokes, like what a scene it must have been. And what happens? What happens there in the River Jordan is that it seems that God has been waiting for Jesus to come on the scene, waiting for him to arrive. And now he's here. The Bible tells us that God has been working through women and men, young and old, for years. In fact, if you read the whole entire Old Testament, you see that God was trying to get through to his people, to be in relationship with him, to love him and to honor him and to serve him and to share his love with everything they have. God has been trying to get that message across, and it was all well and good. But now in Jesus, This is God in the flesh. And it's like the waiting has ended. This is a Savior. The right time has come. The waiting has come to a stop. Meg Ryan gets her guy. The mail has been gotten. The voice from heaven comes down. And now this is it. The waiting is over in Jesus Christ. And the great part about this is that though this scene plays out in the Bible for Jesus, God isn't only waiting for Jesus to come. The scriptures, in fact, tell us that God is waiting for us to come. Not to bore you with like some long theological lecture, but there was this old guy named St. Gregory of Nyssa, and he lived in the 4th century, which is like a very fancy word to say he lived like 1,600 years ago. I mean, he looks pretty good for like living 1,600 years ago, right? But so this old guy, Gregory of Nyssa, said that in Jesus, it's almost like God doesn't just save us once, but it's almost like God saves us twice. He said, on the cross at Calvary and in the resurrection, Jesus saves all of humanity. God brings all humanity back into relationship with him. By God's grace, with his love, God's children find their way home. This is the first way, he said, that God saves us and brings us in. But he said there's a second way that happens. Because though salvation has occurred, it's up to us to accept it and to find it and to live into it. To actually say yes to God's love that is already working in our lives. To say yes to the promise of new life that is the same this year as it was last year and like the whole decade before that. To say yes and to live in to where God is moving in our life. And so it happens at our baptisms, whenever it was and whatever form and shape and like function like it took place. It is us saying yes to God, to God's love moving in our life. If you like tune your ear just so, whenever we see somebody get baptized, whenever we ourselves get baptized, we can almost hear the voice of God saying, you are my child, the blessed and beloved one. I'm so very pleased. It's like God is waiting and knocking and calling for us, offering his promise of new life there at the table waiting, and it's up to us to say yes. And the thing about it is that though this may have taken place last week or 50 weeks ago, the challenging thing is that we have to keep saying yes every single day. Keep on committing our lives to God's love. Keep on choosing the ways of God over any other way that may be around us. Every single day, day after day, the invitation comes and a yes to living into God. It's a new year and new opportunities and all kinds of new possibilities. But for us, may this be the year of yes to God, of living to his steadfast love and his invitation and promises from God. May this be the year for us. Let us pray. O loving God, we give you thanks and praise for your grace and your peace that comes to us in Jesus Christ. That though you have been moving down through the years, all throughout the centuries and millennia, we know in Jesus Christ you are the one to show us the way. He is the one in which we see you most clearly in the way that we understand your peace and grace in our lives. Help us, O God, to live into that love. That when we hear the door knocking, O God, we can open it and we can let your light of love come shining and streaming in. Bless us, O God, in this new year, with your promises that are unchanging and unwavering. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, here in Burlington, Iowa. We are located at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of town, in between the airport and Dankwart Park. If you're looking for a church home or looking to find a relationship with Jesus Christ for the first time, we hope that you will join us for worship this Sunday morning. We have two services every week. Our traditional service is at 8:45 a.m. and features old-time favorite hymns and a wonderful anthem by our chancel choir. Our contemporary service is at 10:45 and features our amazing band and music that you hear from today's Christian radio. Both services offer a hope-filled and challenging message for today, activities for youth and children of all ages, and open communion for all who believe in Christ. There is no better way than to begin your week with worship, so I hope you will join us. You can find out more information by going to our website at www.burlingtondoc.org, and you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BurlingtonDOC. We hope you have a great week and share the love of God with someone today.